We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to the Pulse of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. Larry Richard with Kevin Battle. And it is primary election eve. And we know we've talked a lot about the governor's race, particularly with what's going on in Harrisburg. And then the United States Senate race is obviously a huge concern, but there are a lot of other important considerations. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is United States Congressman Mike Doyle from the 18th legislative district that really isn't the 18th yet. It's going to change. This is really interesting. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Let's start with explaining, because for a lot of people, they might not understand that the redistricting process has been decided. It's in place, but it's not official yet, even though during this primary election, they're voting on the redistricting. So what happens to the 18th congressional district?
Well, since Pennsylvania lost the seat, there are no longer 18 congressional districts in Pennsylvania. There's only 17 come January. So the districts had to be renumbered. And the 18th district, as we mostly know it today, will become the 12th congressional district. And it's not the same district that I currently represent, although it is mainly the same district. I would say it's about 85 to 90% of the same district. Coincidentally, I don't live in the district anymore. I live in Forest Hills, and Forest Hills was put into the new 17th district. So I don't even get to vote for my replacement in the 18th district, which will soon become the 12th. Does that clear everything up?
Wow, that's incredible. And for the first time in 28 years, you're not actually running for an office.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny because on the Republican side, there's someone named Mike Doyle running. It's not me, by the way. But I guess Mike Doyle's still on the ballot after 28 years. It's just a different Mike Doyle, and he's a Republican. And I've got a lot of interesting phone calls from constituents saying, I'm glad you decided not to retire, but why are you running as a Republican? Explain the situation to them.
Well, that's great. He may get a few votes because of that, just coincidental name identification. But that district is a really big fight. There's a really big fight on the hands there. Isn't that Steve Irwin and Summer Lee, which we're hearing so much about? Are you going to pick a dog in that fight?
I have picked a dog. I've endorsed Steve Irwin, and I've been working hard for him. There's five people in that race, but I think it's basically down to those two. Mm-hmm. And there's just a big difference in what those two are going to Washington for. The state representative, she's made it pretty clear that she's going down there to join the squad and start a movement of replacing, what she calls, corporate Democrats, which with people that have, with the Bernie Sanders wing of the party. That's not, I think, in the best interest of Pittsburgh. Steve is a traditional mainstream Democrat. He's progressive. He's been involved in the community for 30 years, headed up the SEC under Ed Rendell, and He's currently the chairman of the Civil Rights Advisory Commission. He's been an active, involved person, and he's going to go down there and work with the Biden administration. And, you know, we have so many problems right now. When you think about this inflation, about the pandemic, about the war in Ukraine, about all this gun violence, we need someone to go down there and work with this administration, because we can't wait 10 years to build a movement or whatever it is that the state rep wants to do. We need someone to go down there right now and work with this current administration to tackle these problems and get things back on track. And I just think Steve's the only guy that's going to do that. So I've endorsed him, and I've worked hard for him. And, you know, tomorrow it's in the hands of the voters of this new 12th congressional district to decide what kind of representative they want to send down there. And we'll see what happens.
And after all these years with your name on the ballot and you running and you winning, what is it like to be sitting not really on the sidelines, but without being on the ballot? What is it like for you?
It's kind of bizarre. Like, I'm used to, especially, you know, in my district, my race has always been the primary. You know, this is a Democratic seat, and I never had much worries about general elections. So this is the election that, you know, where I would have opposition and where I would have to, you know, sit there at election night and wait for the returns to come in and see how we were doing. So it just feels very strange after being used to doing this every 2 years for the last 28 years to know that I don't really, I mean, I'm going to watch the returns come in, but, you know, not with that anxiety you have until that first, you know, report comes out and you see how you're doing. But I'll certainly be watching it with interest. I'll be in D.C. I won't even be here in Pittsburgh. I leave today shortly to go to Washington, D.C. We're in session this week. So I'll be watching or listening for the returns from there.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and we hope to talk to you in the future, too. You still have time to serve, and then want to talk to you when you figure out what are you going to do with the rest of your life's work, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I certainly didn't retire with anything specific in mind. My wife has told me that I've made the schedule in this family for 28 years and that she's going to make it from now on.
Oh,
so.
Good luck.
There you go.
Good luck.
Even a United States congressman gets marching orders. Thank you, Mike.
We all have to answer to a higher authority, so, yeah, you know.
Yes, sir. Congressman, appreciate it. Thank you. Safe travels.
Okay. Take care.
United States Congressman Mike Doyle, interesting with this reconfiguration. Again, he represents the 18th district for now, which is new, part of the new 12th. Since that, you need some kind of ciphering device to figure it all out. All right, we've got Pat from Wexford as our contestant. Ready to go, Pat?
I'm ready, Larry.
What day this week are the Pennsylvania primaries being held?
Tuesday.
Allegheny County is spelled with how many A's?
One.
Wall Street is located in what American city?
New York.
The Steelers are returning to their old training camp this summer. Where is it?
St. Vincent.
The Peanuts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's comic. Was created by Charles Schulz. Who was the comic book character whose dog was Snoopy?
Charlie Brown.
In the original movie Top Gun, Val Kilmer played what character?
The Iceman.
It's an historic picture. The president is seen holding a newspaper that declared his opponent won. Who's the president?
Truman.
Davy Jones, Michael Nesmith, Peter Tork, and Mickey Dolenz, members of what group?
The Monkees.
Magnum P.I. will not be returning next season, according to CBS. In the original 80s version, who played Magnum?
Tom Selleck.
What's the least populated county in Pennsylvania?
Elk.
Oh, no! Cameron!
Oh!
You were there.
You're right next door.
What a effort. You know what? I am now lifted. After losing the game last night, you have lifted my spirits. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, all right, Larry. Thank you.
Oh, that was awesome. I thought he was going to get it.
It's one pitch away from a perfect game.
It's 8:38 News Radio KDKA. A lot of rain right now around the region. We'll keep you posted. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. And full disclosure, Larry, I had Bill McSwain on the show Friday. We've offered time to Doug Mastriano, but the person joining us right now is surging in the polls and getting a lot of attention.
Lou Barletta is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, wants to be your next governor here in the Commonwealth. Lou, good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
You all talked out yet?
No, not yet. No, I'll stop talking Wednesday morning.
Understood. So were you surprised that former President Trump endorsed Mastriano?
Yeah, I was. You know, I believe President Trump was wrong. You know, everyone knows my relationship with him. I was one of the first in Congress to endorse him when it was risky to do so. Co-chaired his campaign with Congressman Marino in 2016, helped him win Pennsylvania. During that, was on the transition team and gave up my safe congressional seat at the president's request to run for Senate. But, you know, that's okay. I'll take his endorsement on Wednesday morning.
Always leave that door open, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got a big endorsement yesterday, the Commonwealth Partners Chamber of Entrepreneurs in Pennsylvania. Jake Corman came out for you after he withdrew from the race.
Melissa Hart.
Melissa Hart did as well on Saturday. So you're getting the endorsements now. The party seems to be coalescing around you against Doug Mastriano. Is it too little too late, though?
No, I don't think it is. I think there's a large number of undecideds. And, you know, it has come down to a two-person race, myself and Doug Mastriano. And even though, you know, there are others that are still in, I think tomorrow when people go to the poll, you know, they're going to make a decision, you know, do they vote for the person that they were for during the campaign, or do they make their vote count and vote for the person who could beat Josh Shapiro? Because it is going to be a two-person race, and I'm making the case to the people of Pennsylvania that I'm the only candidate of all of the candidates that can beat Josh Shapiro right now. I have a record of beating Democrats, and that's going to matter. It's not good enough if we win the primary and lose to Josh Shapiro. Our life will be very different if Josh Shapiro is our governor or if Lou Barletta is our governor. So it's an important decision people will make.
For those that don't know you, we discovered you originally as the mayor of Hazleton. You were dealing with a lot of immigration issues at the time. And then, of course, you ran successfully for Congress, and you just detailed your history with the former president, too. What is it on this 11th hour that you want people to know about Lou Barletta before the primary tomorrow?
I want them to know, you know, that I have a record that they can look at. They don't have to guess or worry about what kind of governor I'll be. You know, just look at my record and see how hard I fought for the people of Hazleton. You know, when I was on that national stage as a mayor of a small town here, nobody in America was fighting illegal immigration. And I not only fought it, but I didn't back down. Even though I was called names, I had threats, and you know, it wasn't easy to stand there. You know, I didn't back down, and that's what we need right now. We need somebody who's going to fight for us. You know, make sure that we're keeping critical race theory out of our classrooms. Make sure that, you know, somebody's going to repeal REGI, withdraw us from REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Make sure that biological boys play against boys and not against girls, and open up our economy. All the things we care about. There are two different roads for Pennsylvania, but it doesn't matter if somebody wins the primary and can't beat Josh Shapiro. And I'm making the case that I'm the only one that can do that. And that's why their vote is so important tomorrow.
And why do you feel that Doug Mastriano does not have a chance against Josh Shapiro like you do?
Well, you know, it for this whole year, it was a year that I announced that I was running, and I have not run one negative ad. I haven't said one negative thing about any of my opponents, because I have a record that I could stand on, and that's what I'm going to continue to say. Nothing against Doug Mastriano or any of the other candidates, but I have a history of beating Democrats. The city that I was mayor of was 2-1 Democrat, and I won 3 terms there by huge margins. In fact, my last term I won with 90% of the vote. I beat a 26-year congressman in a 2-1 Democrat congressional district. So I have a history of beating Democrats, and that's important. There are more Democrats than Republicans in Pennsylvania. And if somebody is too, if they can't bring that swing over vote, we'll only win the primary, and that's not good enough. We have to win the general election.
What's your game plan tomorrow, Lou Barletta?
Well, you know, usually, there's not much more you can do on election day but sit back and wait. So I'll go to a couple diners and just wait for the polls to close, and then sit back and get my report card.
Well, we appreciate you taking time with us this morning. Safe travels, and I guess we'll all know soon enough.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.